give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you, and that is our You Fridays around here. It's our faith-based, Bible-based addictions program. Meet every Friday night right here at Bible Baptist Church from 7 to 9 p.m. And if you struggle with any stubborn habits or addictions, we invite you out to see if this program wouldn't be something that would help you and work for you and be a blessing to you to be free, not just to be clean, not just to be sober, but to be free from any stubborn habits or addictions that keep us from being what God would want us to be. All right, 7 to 9 p.m. tonight here at Bible Baptist Church. We're at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, right on the southwest side of Columbus. Now, Sunday, 9:30 for our Bible classes and Sunday school, 10:30 is our morning service, and then 5:30 Sunday night will be our choir cantata, The Richest Family in Town. And I hope you'll come. And let's just have a great crowd here Sunday night. You will enjoy the songs and the music of the cantata, and you'll enjoy the story that goes along with it. The Richest Family in Town. And looking forward to it. It's going to be a great, great Lord's Day here on Sunday. All right? And we look forward to what the Lord has in store for us. Well, yesterday I started talking to you from Matthew 16 when Jesus asked his disciples, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And we talked yesterday about how in the Bible, and I hope you go back and listen to that broadcast if you missed it, we talked about in his day. Some thought he was John the Baptist. Some thought he was Elijah. Some thought he was Jeremiah. And we said why, and went over that. And then we talked about what about our day? What about our day? Well, the critics. And we talked about Albert Schweitzer and George Bernard Shaw and an actress and Karl Marx. And then we talked about the cults. And what about Jehovah's Witness? And what about the Mormons? And what about the Christian Scientists? And what about the Muslims? And then we talked about the church. And we talked about how he's all through the Bible that we see Jesus. And please go back and pick that up. And then I just started to testify. And we ran out of time yesterday. I just wanted to testify when you say, "Brother Slaybaugh, who is Jesus Christ to you?" And I said yesterday, number one, he's my substitute. He took my place. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Jesus died for me. He made Jesus to be sin for me when Jesus knew no sin. Why? That I might have the righteousness of God in him. Jesus took my sin so I might have his righteousness. He died for me. He was my substitute. Now, secondly, he's my sufficiency. He's not only my substitute, he didn't just take my place on Calvary, he didn't just suffer and bleed and die for me and rise again the third day, but I want to announce to you today, he also is my sufficiency. Over in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, the Bible says, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." In him dwells it all. Paul would say this, "My grace is sufficient for thee." That's what Jesus said to Paul. "My grace will be sufficient for you. I don't need alcohol. I don't need drugs. I don't need popularity. I don't need possessions. I don't need position. I don't need pleasures. He is all I need. Jesus Christ is made to me all I need, all I need. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world." The Bible says I'm strengthened according to his glorious might. Listen, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He's my sufficiency. Whatever I need is in Jesus Christ. So he's not only my substitute, he's my sufficiency, but he's also my special friend. Proverbs 18:24, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He knows all about me, and he loves me anyway. Oh, there's so many times we'll try to hide things from different people or hide things from our past or hide things about us. Why? We think if people know that about us, well, they won't like us. They won't want to be our friend. My friend, I want to remind you, Jesus knows all about you, and he's still your friend. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else can heal all our soul's diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Oh, Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will keep till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Let me tell you today about Joseph Scriven. He was engaged to be married, but the night before the wedding, his bride was out in a boat, and the boat capsized, and she drowned. In hopes of forgetting, in hopes of trying to put it behind him, he left Ireland and moved to Canada. In his loneliness, he longed for a steadfast friend. He found that friend in Jesus. And he penned the words to the song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." The songwriter wrote, "Earthly friends may prove untrue, but Jesus never fails." The Bible says in Psalm 23, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Oh, I'm so glad he's with me. He's my friend. He's my special friend. He's my substitute. He's my sufficiency. He's my special friend. But let me also testify to you today, he's my Savior. I love Christmas time. I love what the angels announced to the shepherds. What did they announce? Luke 2, verse 11. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Oh, my friend, I'm glad he sent a Savior, because that's what I needed. I needed a Savior, and Jesus is a Savior I needed, and he's the Savior you need, my friend. John Newton's epitaph on his grave says, "John Newton, clerk, once an infidel and libertine, a servant of slaves in Africa, was by the rich mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ preserved, restored, pardoned, and appointed to preach the faith he had long labored to destroy." Grace did not set John Newton free to serve no master, but it set him free to serve a new master. And of course, John Newton penned the words, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see." Oh, my friend, it's grace. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Do you know him as your Savior today? Oh, what a great time to come to know Christ as your Savior. It's Christmas time. It's only, 16 days until Christmas. You could call on the Lord and ask him to be your Savior. I read about a preacher in a coal mine. A preacher of the gospel went down in the coal mine to preach to the men during their lunch hour. And after he preached, he spoke to the foreman about his soul. But the foreman said, "The salvation you preach is too cheap." Well, the preacher wasn't going to argue with him, but he said, "How do we get out of this deep mine?" "And, well, it's simple," said the foreman. "We only step into this cage over here. It's called a cage lift. We press the button, and in a few seconds, we're lifted to the top." Well, the preacher looked at him, and he said, "But that's too easy. Shouldn't I give a hand to help myself up?" "No, no," said the foreman. "The engineers have done all the work necessary. And the cage has been tested, and it's proven reliable. All we have to do is get in and go." And with that, the preacher looked at him and said, "Then when God says, 'Whosoever believes on the Son of God has everlasting life,' how can you say that it's too cheap?" Oh, the cost of our salvation. The death of God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, is far above the cost to the engineers of providing this cage to lift us to the surface. And you and I only have to trust ourselves to it. And that's all you have to do to receive the gift of eternal life. You have to trust yourself to Jesus Christ. Have you trusted him? Have you trusted him as your Savior? No one's always been a Christian. There has to become a time in your life when you know you're a sinner. And you know that sinners deserve to pay for their sin in hell. And that Jesus Christ came and he died on the cross. Not only for the sins of the whole world, but for your sin and for my sin. See, Christ died for me. And you have to believe that Christ died for you. Believing the fact that Jesus died for the sins of the world, there's people in hell who believe that. You have to believe Jesus Christ died for my sin. He died for me. And you then will receive him as your Savior. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, my friend, Jesus Christ must be your Savior. That's why he said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, you must be born again. It's not a suggestion. It's not just something that'd be nice for you to do. My friend, eternity hangs in the balance. There's only two kinds of people in the whole world, those that are saved and those that are lost. Are you on the saved group? The only one, the way you know you're saved, is by faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Have you had a time in your life when you bowed your head and you called on the name of the Lord and asked him to be your Savior? If not, call on him today. Maybe I'd help you word a prayer, something like this. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. And I now trust you, Jesus, and you alone as my Savior to give me the gift of eternal life and one day take me to heaven. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Please help me to live for you. Now, my friend, if you prayed something similar to that and you meant it from your heart, you see, it's a belief in your heart that gives you salvation. And if you believe in your heart, hey, I'd love to rejoice with you. Would you let me know it? Would you send me an email or give us a phone call here at the church and say, Brother Slaybaugh, just want to let you know I prayed today and asked Jesus to be my Savior. What a joy it would be to hear from you. And we'd like to pray for you. And we can send you some material that'll help you get started in your Christian life. Radio listener, who is Jesus to you? Ask yourself, who is Jesus Christ to me? You know who he is? He's my substitute. He's my sufficiency. He's my special friend, and he's my Savior. My question to you is, who is Jesus Christ to you? All right. Well, listen, I hope he's all of those to you and more, and looking forward to having a great, great Friday today. Remember, you can pick up these broadcasts on our website, bbcgrovecity.org. They're also a podcast on iTunes or iHeartRadio. Just go to podcast, type in Words to Encourage or Bible Baptist Church, Words to Encourage, and then subscribe, and then it'll notify you when a new broadcast is up, in case you miss it on the actual over-the-air time. And that'd be a great thing to do. We have a daily email that goes out called Daily Encouragement. It's just scripture verses and a song and just something that'll come to your inbox and give you a little boost first thing in the morning. Usually they go out at 7 a.m. every morning, and I'd love to put you on our mailing list. You sign up for that on our website. We'll just click on the Daily Encouragement. All right. Well, let's have a great Friday and a great Lord's Day on Sunday. Then, Lord willing, I'll be back with you for the broadcast come Monday. And until Monday, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. Or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.